From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. We'll begin our musical trip this time in Mexico as we turn to singer Jaramar Soto. She goes by her first name, Jaramar, on her recordings. She performs traditional Mexican folk music as well as original material. In addition to being a singer, Jaramar is also an accomplished painter and sculptor, and she has spent quite a few years studying fashion design as well. We'll go back to the late 90s for her album A Flor de Tierra, and this is the opening track, Las Canastas.
I love you.
That's music from the band Haya, H-A-Y-A, musicians hailing from Mongolia and China. They perform Mongolian folk music in an ambient electronica setting, which also could be considered New Age at times, I suppose, and a track from their debut album, Wolf Totem. It was Little Camel. Before that, from Iran, singer Mamek Khadem, probably best known as the singer in the Persian fusion band Axiom of Choice. We listened to a track from her solo album, The Road. The music on this release draws heavily on the ancient music and poetry of Persia, but also incorporates elements of Eastern and Southern European folk music as well. She's helped out by various world music icons, including the famed guitar duo Strunz and Farah from Costa Rica and Iran. We listened to the opening track of The Road, A Thousand Strings. And we began the set and also the hour with another opening track, Las Canastas, the opening track from the album A Flor de Tierra from the Mexican songstress Jaramar. We'll begin this set of sounds from the Global Village with more Latin music as we turn to the Cuban band Los Faquires, or The Faquires, the band taking their name from that of the famed Indian conjurers. The group was formed in the early 60s to bring back authentic Afro-Cuban son. Their lead singer, Martin Chavez, will turn to their 2002 self-titled release, Los Faquires, the album released a year after their very first U.S. tour. And from that album, we'll listen to Fuerza de Voluntad.
Sabroso!
Fuerza de voluntad, le pido a Dios.
Oh, le, 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 le.
Fuerza de voluntad, le pido a Dios. Por estar mucho tiempo sin beber.
A usted.
Siempre me pasa igual, cuando me doy el primero, ya no me puedo aguantar. El segundo es más sabroso. Y el tercero es delicioso y la vida hay que gozar.
Oye, ¿cómo va la cosa, compadre? Anda. Tremenda curta que voy a coger hoy, sabroso. ¡Lleva!
Fuerza de voluntad. Le pido a Dios
que viva la vida.
Fuerza de voluntad, le pido a Dios. Por estar mucho tiempo sin beber.
Repito, pa' usted, compay.
Siempre me pasa igual, cuando me doy el primero, ya no me puedo aguantar. El segundo es más sabroso y el tercero es delicioso y la vida hay que gozar.
Llévala. Bueno, es bueno que mi gente chévere. Y dice que
para vivir hay que beber para gozar. Para vivir hay que beber para gozar. Para vivir hay que beber para gozar. Para vivir hay que beber para gozar.
Cuando me doy el primero, señores,
oye, ya no me puedo aguantar.
Para vivir hay que beber para gozar.
Dicen que borracho no vale, señor.
Borracho sí vale, cómo no.
Para vivir hay que beber para gozar.
A quién no le gusta esto, compadre? Todo el mundo se quiere disparar.
Para vivir hay que beber para gozar. para votar.
Dame un traguito, ojalá, cantinarito, que me da pena. La gente me mira y yo no sé qué hacer.
Para vivir hay que beber, para votar.
Deja que hable la gente por aquí y por allá, no me importa nada.
Para vivir hay que beber, para votar.
Gente chévere de la culta que pasa por ahí, caballero. No me falle nadie. Sin problema, vaya. Ya.
Para vivir.
Sí, señor.
Hay que beber.
Claro.
Hay que beber.
¿O no?
Para votar. Para vivir.
Llégate, compadre. Vaya. Es un
trago. Hay que beber. Para votar.
No me falle.
Oh, you look at our name. Oh, you look at our name. Tawa na milambo morere, mama dinoza, 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 mama dinoza morere, mama dinoza, dinoza, dinoza.
Ajulu tawane, tawa na milambo morere, mama dinoza, 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 mama dinoza morere. Mama dinoza, dinoza, dinoza.
Ajulu tawene, tawa na milambo morere. Mama dinoza, dinoza, dinoza. Mama dinoza morere. Mama dinoza, dinoza, dinoza.
Ajulu tawene, tawa na milambo morere. Mama dinoza, dinoza, dinoza. Mama dinoza malele. Mama dinoza, dinoza, dinoza.
Wena mima bali baba, wena mima mutuwa bade wena.
Tada di
going back to 1975 for a classic track from Afrique Simon. He was born in Brazil to a Brazilian father and a mother from Mozambique. When he was just 9 years old, his father passed away, at which point his mother moved him to Mozambique. Some years later, when he was performing in public on stage in the capital Maputo, he was discovered and eventually offered the opportunity to travel to London, where he first broke into professional show business. He later became a huge singing sensation in both Eastern and Western Europe, particularly during the 70s and 80s. We listen to a track from the 1975 LP Ramaya. The title track was a huge top 40 radio hit throughout Europe, but we heard one of the other tracks from that album, Sahara. Obviously, the album heavily influenced by the disco craze, which was taking the world by storm in the mid-70s. Before that, some considerably more recent pop music from Hungary, from Mari Notar. She incorporates elements of traditional Romani gypsy music into a very danceable techno-pop setting. And she, too, was discovered at a young age. She was discovered at a local talent show in 2001, when she was just 16 years old. And she was immediately offered a record deal, and she released her debut album that same year. Mari is now entering her early 30s, and we listen to something from her most recent project, a 2015 release entitled Zenebomba. We heard the opening track, Kitsit Sivem. Before that, music from Grandmont Lele. He hails from La Réunion, or Reunion Island, a French territory in the Indian Ocean whose music and culture is similar to that of Madagascar. We heard the title track from his 1993 release, Namuneman, a collection of percussion and vocal music, traditional songs and dances from La Réunion. And we began the set with some Afro-Cuban son, courtesy of Los Fakires. From their self-titled release from 2002, we heard Fuerza de Voluntad. You're hearing it all on Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email, and I would certainly encourage you to do that. Your feedback about the program is always greatly appreciated. If there is a particular artist or country or region of the world you'd like me to feature on an upcoming show, I'll certainly do my best to accommodate. The email address for any and all feedback is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Also, if you'd like more info about the program, such as a detailed playlist giving you all the info you'll need to try and track down these recordings, such as track title, artist, album title, and record label, all of that info is available for you on our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. You can also stream this and previous editions of the program by heading to that site as well. Just click on the listen link at the top of each blog entry. This is program number 1530, if you want to look it up. We're here with our final set of music for the hour, and we'll open with an acoustic guitar duo. The late John Renbourn from the UK was probably best known for his contributions to the world of British folk in the late 20th and early 21st centuries. He was a founding member of the folk rock band Pentangle with fellow guitarist Bert Jansch back in the late 60s. He recorded a series of collaborations with the American guitarist Stefan Grossman. Stefan is best known for his fingerstyle guitar playing in a folk, jazz, and blues hybrid. And all of those musical elements are in play here on their fourth collaboration from 1987, the album The Three Kingdoms. The track we'll be listening to, Cherry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music performed on the Paraguayan harp, a very unique harp which can contain anywhere from 32 to 46 strings. The instrument was developed by the Guarani Indians of Paraguay in the 16th and 17th centuries, and the instrument became a symbol of national identity and national pride. It became a symbol of liberation from the repressive Spanish missionaries who had managed to subjugate other indigenous tribes in neighboring South American countries. To this day, the harp is still the national instrument of Paraguay. One of its living masters is Eralio Gil. Now in his early 80s, he lives in Canada today, though he was born in Paraguay in 1934. Eralio first took up the harp when he was just 5 years old. We listen to a track from the album The Art of the Paraguayan Harp, released on the Montreal-based Oliver Sutton Productions label in the late 90s. The album is a combination of classic Paraguayan traditional pieces and original material composed by Señor Gil. We listen to Cascada, or Cascade. Before that, from Syria, songstress Lena Shamamyan. She was born in Damascus to parents of Armenian heritage. She combines elements of Eastern classical music, jazz improvisation, and the traditional music of Armenia in her recordings. We listen to a track from her 2013 release, the album Ghazal al-Banat, on which she combines the Arabian ghazal music form with elements of jazz improvisation. We listen to Henna Wazar. And we began that set with the guitar duo of John Renborn from England and Stefan Grossman from here in the U.S., an album fusing British and American folk with acoustic jazz and blues. The album The Three Kingdoms, still available on CD on the Shaughnessy label. We listened to Cherry. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you so much for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Again, if you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address, qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more info about the show, or if you'd like to listen to this or previous episodes again at your leisure, then head on over to our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And again, this is program number 1530. Join me again soon for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.